Speaker!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Thursday morning, the Standing Orders Committee heard submissions on a review of Parliament's standing orders. There are rules governing parliamentary procedure, and one member of the public, Graham Edgler, had several recommendations on how they could be improved, including a proposal to change the members' bill ballot process.
The way I suggest to make it better is that just different members would be able to submit submit copies of the same bill. So if the Green Party, something suddenly happened and the Green Party said, look, this is really important to us and we'd like this on the parliamentary agenda, then all of the Green Party's MPs could put a bill on the ballot and, you know, so give it 7 or 8 times chance of being drawn.
Mr Edgler said this process would encourage a bipartisan approach to some legislation.
You could have a cross-party group of Republican MPs who decide we want another go at having a referendum or something like that, or feminist MPs who think, well, abortion law, you know, the government's never going to do something about it. We think that it should look at the Abortion Act. And just it's not necessarily part, it could be a whole bunch of different things where people decide this is important and it shouldn't be a 1 in 80 chance of getting drawn out of the ballot. This is important to me, I'm prepared to go with a few others and try and get this to have a slightly better chance.
Mr Edgler also suggested how the House could avoid the use of urgency.
To have extended sitting hours. That I think having that as the default when the government wants to move through something more quickly than the legislative process would allow would be generally beneficial. Extra sitting hours on whether it's a Wednesday or a Thursday morning or something like that, but without having to necessarily be in urgency and perhaps miss question time or those sorts of things. That allowing the government to do it, but without going to the extreme of urgency or even ordinary urgency, I think would be a beneficial thing.
Mr Edgler said the fortnightly general debate could also be improved.
Sometimes you watch general debate and you can have really interesting speeches, and other times it's a party would like the parliament to look at something and they can't get a notice on motion to be agreed to be voted on because it takes up time. My suggestion is just allow members to move. Just, you know, you have so many members' motions on the order paper, they never get debated. Sometimes a party would like a vote on it and just allow a member to move one of their motions as part of the general debate. No one else would have to speak on it. At the end, you could have a voice vote, yes, no, perhaps a party vote if the party wanted it.
Graham Edgler. Another member of the public, lawyer David Cochrane, wanted the standing orders amended so public and departmental consultation of local bills could be fast-tracked.
It actually makes it quite hard to get a local bill going because you've got to have it there for so many working days. And I mean, the people have got the bill already and then they've got a sort of month, 6 weeks, whatever it is, before they can do anything with it. And we're looking at parliamentary timetables and stuff. And it means if you haven't got your bill in by sort of May or so, you're not going to get it passed. Working on the, you know, once you get into the second Wednesday stuff, there isn't enough time. I'd say if there's no material prejudice to anybody, so if you've forgotten to notify someone, then it shouldn't matter. If the person says, well, I don't mind that I wasn't notified. Because most of the notifications go to permanent heads of departments, they never reply.
Mr Cochrane also said Parliament should have the authority to amend local bills, and by way of example, using a local bill from the Rodney District, Mr Cochrane was at sixes and sevens.
In the Rodney bill, if you ever have to look at it, we won't have to, but if you ever choose to look at it, it is weird. It says things like, Section 12 shall be read as if the number 7 were the number 6. You're not allowed to say, because we were trying to drop one local body, it said there are 7 bodies in the region, there are 6. Yeah, we actually had to go look at it, it's awful. A Speaker's ruling says you're not allowed to amend a public act, but a private act can, but a local act can't. And there's just no logic to that. It was 1908 Speaker's ruling, and it never gets challenged because the clerk's office quietly says, well, that's what the ruling is, so you can't do that. What it really should happen is it should go to the House, and the House should then look at it and say, well, it's perfectly sensible that if the Rodney Bill passes, the number of cities in the super city will drop by one. We should change that act, not say it shall be read as if the number 7 was the number 6.
Mr Cochrane gave other positive effects of allowing the amendment of local bills.
It would enhance the reputation of this place and make it a lot easier for people, and easier means cheaper.
David Cochrane making a submission on the review of standing orders to the Standing Orders Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.